iTunes anonymous.
Clean up his mess, man.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott. I'm an addict.
Hey, Scott. Yeah,
my home group is Cartoon Alternatives. Cartoon Saturday morning. The name just comes from, instead of watching cartoons, we'll go to a meeting. Honored to be asked to do this. I met Tim at a men's spiritual retreat we go on every year with a few people that are here today. He popped up at Cartoon Alternatives one day and rounded up a bunch of us and asked us if we'd come out here, and all of us were honored. I've been wanting to come here for a long time. My clean date is July 17th, 2017. I got clean in, I'm from Pittsburgh, grew up there, lived there my whole life, except when I got clean, I moved to the treatment center I went to was in Ohio. I moved to Ohio, lived in this place right near Youngstown called Niles, PA. And I stayed there for 1 year and then came right back to Pittsburgh. Not that I didn't do a lot of footwork and even step work while I was there, but I felt like I didn't fully get into it until I came back here. And I'm speaking on 4, 5, and 6. I've actually done 4, 5, and 6 twice. I made it through all the way to step 9, and then during COVID, I actually got a new sponsor who's still my sponsor today, and he had me start over, and we're back. We just finished 6. So, actually, we still have another session we have to get to. It's been amazing. I think everything that I have today, I know everything that I have today is because of recovery, and because of working the steps. And, one, two, and three, I surrendered when I came here, not immediately, but when I finally did surrender and got through step one. And step two, I came to believe, and three, turning my will and life over. That was where it brought me to step four, right? And I wouldn't have been able to do any of that. I mean, the steps are in order for a reason. And the first time I did it out of the step working guide, step four, and it looked like, it was a lot of writing when I was done. I had a couple notebooks filled. I spent a long time with my first sponsor going over it. We actually, I think we had 3 different sessions for a few hours, and got it done. But when I did it the second time, which was just a couple years ago, I did it right before I got married, 2 years ago in May of 2021. Kept getting pushed back because of COVID. That was why I got a new sponsor, because he stopped coming around during COVID. And I don't know if I was in a hurry to get it done because of like getting married, but it was timely. Like, it was a really good time to look at myself and look at some of the patterns that I had again. And I did get a lot from the first time I went over it with my first sponsor, but I really, really learned more about myself the second time that I did step four. And the biggest thing was just looking at patterns that I repeated. The second time, we didn't do it out of the step working guide. We did it out of the big book, and I went over all the feelings. Shame, guilt, there's 16 of them. I won't go through them all, but I'll tell you some of the ones that I struggled with. And I didn't think I would have struggled with some of the ones that I did struggle with. And I didn't know I struggled with them until talking to my sponsor. I think he was able to pick up the patterns, and that was why he wanted me to go over the steps again. I kind of felt like, I've already done these steps. And when it came time for this one again, I had gotten to know this guy pretty well, and I had known him almost since I got clean. I mean, I didn't really know many people unless you were in Ohio the first year that I got clean. But as soon as I got around this guy and I got to that spiritual retreat, the men's spiritual retreat that we go on every year in February, I really started to expand my network and expand, I would say my recovery in general. Learned a lot of things I thought I was doing right, I wasn't, or some of the things I thought I was doing wrong, I was actually doing okay. And, you know, so I think when this sponsor went over it with me, he was able to already see some of the patterns and help guide me into what I really needed to work on. You know, some of those feelings that I mentioned that I struggled with were jealousy and envy. And I don't like normally see myself as someone that like gets super jealous or gets real envious of other people. But in talking with him, he really started to see that. And he asked me to work on it and write about it. And like I said, I looked at it at first and thought like, okay, it's only these 16 feelings that I have to talk about. It shouldn't be as bad as the first time or as long. And it was probably three times as long. You know, I wrote three times as much on the second time. So, but what I will say is when I shared it with them on my fifth step is I had this feeling of relief. And again, the first time I did too, but I had this feeling like it was almost euphoric feeling when I went over it. It was just like, it was incredible. I felt like, you know, I finally accomplished something. I felt like, you know, like I really understood myself a lot better. And it made me, you know, really made me like change my behaviors. And not that I was like, you know, I wasn't running around like an idiot or anything, but there was just a lot of things, like I said, I thought I was doing okay and maybe I needed to work on. And listen, the other thing I wanted to say is, one of the most important things for me has always been the group of people I surround myself with. And I was fortunate that I moved into this recovery house that you know, because I've been to quite a few of them. And this past time that I moved into one, just about every person there was working on something, you know, so it was easy to come in and fit right in. And I knew that I wanted to stay clean. And I knew that... it's getting hot over here. I knew I wanted to stay clean, and I knew if I hung around these guys, they would at least guide me in the right direction. And so it really got me working. And some of that jealousy and envy that I talked about was showing up early on in recovery. I would see those guys a step ahead of me, like literally a step ahead of me. If I was on two, they were on three. And, you know, and I felt like I wanted to work. So I kind of, you know, it sort of helped guide me at first. Yeah, so... again, just this euphoric feeling, but six, which I knew, and I was one of the few people that were really excited to work steps four, five, and six. I know a lot of people are scared of them, but I wanted them. I really wanted, like, once I got a hold of recovery, I wanted every piece that it had to offer. You know, I wanted to do just about anything I could. I had a couple H&I commitments. I had a couple home groups when I started. I was hitting like 10 to 12 meetings a week. It's not like that today, but there's still, you know, I still hit quite a few meetings. I still have an H&I commitment. I got that commitment when I was in Ohio with 90 Days Clean. They have a little bit different clean time requirements, and they let us get on a panel and just kind of go in and watch. It's kind of like being a co-chair of what we have in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. And then I ended up coming back to Pittsburgh, and I didn't even miss, like, not even 1 month of it. I went to the first subcommittee meeting I could go to and got involved in service. And then the last couple of years, I've been the chair of the H&I subcommittee. That term just ended, but I kept the commitment, and I still have a commitment on the first Tuesday of every month. All those things that I'm talking about just really, really help like me feel like I'm completing something, like I'm counted on today, that I'm you know, people look to me for some guidance sometimes, all those things that kind of make me feel good, and that I felt like I was missing the first couple attempts I had at recovery when it didn't stick for me. But so step six, right, the first time I worked that one, again out of the step working guide, and it was lengthy and it was difficult. And just to jump ahead to the new sponsor, instead of me writing my own defects, he gave me a list. Mm-hmm. And I think there's 42 on it, right? And I laughed because I think I only wrote like 9 my first time. And I laughed when I said that. And he's like, I only want you to write the ones that are truly affecting you. So I'm going through them and I'm looking like at first glance, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I see a couple, but I think I got everything else fixed. Well, I ended up writing on all 42. I found that there was something in each behavior that each feeling, each, I guess, each defect that I carry. Like one of them, and it's the third one on the list, was joking. And I'm not like a joker. I'm not like a funny guy. But then I found myself participating in it sometimes, usually like in a crowd, usually judging someone. That was another one that was on there. And I didn't like that I did that after I stopped and thought about it, right? I wanted to fix that. So I wrote on all 42 of them. We've spent, I started this about 7 or 8 months ago with him. We've met about 12 times. We've gone over it for hours each time. Last time we went to do step work, we didn't even get to one of them. We just sat there and talked the entire time. And it was probably like one of the most incredible conversations I ever had. You know, like we didn't, he laughed. He said, I know we wanted to finish this today, but we didn't even get to it. And I said, yeah, but it was great, you know? So that's like the kind of sponsor I have today. And that was why I selected the person that I selected is that I knew that he wouldn't bullshit me. First off, he's just a great guy. Some of these guys know him over here. And you know, he's just the type of guy that, like, you know, you're supposed to want what your sponsor has. I want that spirituality that he has. I want that, like, just the desire he has to stay clean is unbelievable. And he'll do anything he can to help someone. So, but yeah, so of all these meetings we've had, sometimes we only get through one or two of them, obviously. That's why we've had so many. But the one that stuck out the most to me and that made sense that it did was fear. That was the big one, right? Because it was fear of everything. Fear of success, fear of failure. I can never say those two together. But that those fears really related to just about every other defect I had in there, even the joking thing, right? When I'm joking, why am I doing it? You know, it's fear of something. So I learned so much in this past year, again, about myself, because these are all about me, right, when we're going over them. And, it's just, again, the euphoria that I get when I leave our meetings is unbelievable. Not that I've gotten high recently, but it reminds me of that, you know, and what it felt like when I used to get high and why I did it and what were the reasons that I did it, which, you know, I uncovered a lot of that in four. But yeah, man, I think if I kind of, because I do have a couple friends that are like in recovery, but they come around, but they don't necessarily really work on a whole lot, and they have busy lives and they're doing okay. And a lot of them have more years of clean time than I have. But they'll often come to me with like questions, and usually I can point to one of the steps that I worked on, especially lately, you know, because of all the step work that I've done recently. And it's just one of those things, like I said, where I'm counting on today. Like, even though those guys have been around a little bit longer than me, they know and they can see that I'm working on something. And like, I truly, truly bought into the whole process. I bought into like trusting this process, sometimes blindly, but I always just kind of try to do what the people that came before me are doing, you know, and especially when I see how good their lives are, you know, and it's not to say that everything's perfect, you know, but since I got here, you know, I got a pretty incredible job pretty quickly, thanks to Narcotics Anonymous, and that was when I was living in Ohio, and it was able to bring me back to Pittsburgh. I ended up getting married. My wife's here, but she brought our dog, and we didn't know we weren't allowed to have dogs, but we're just on our way to another trip, so she might feel funny and have them in the car, but she's here today. We got married. I'll just tell one funny story. When I proposed to her, we were in New York City, and I had just celebrated 2 years clean, and I got proposed to her on the Brooklyn Bridge, and I called my buddy right afterwards, who's been like my best friend my whole life, and I said, hey, I wanted to tell you, you're the first one I'm calling, that I got engaged. And he said, no shit, where'd you get engaged at? I said, I did it on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. And he, without missing a beat, he just said, 2 years ago, you would have jumped off that bridge, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said, and today you got engaged on it. And he was struggling to stay clean at that time. He wasn't coming around at all. And it took him a little while after that, but he I think he just celebrated like 3 years clean. And, you know, and it's nice to see that. And he's one of the guys that is amongst the group of people that I like hanging out with, because he is always working on something. He is always doing something, step related, service related, meeting related, you know. That's who I like surrounding myself with today. And like I said, I was fortunate enough to meet people like that early on. And it's hard to trust people early on, because you just don't know who you're trusting just yet. But as time grew and I expanded my network and stayed in the middle of the program, I started to really get a good idea of the type of people I want to surround myself with. And it's always people that, you know, are doing step work, that are involved in service in some capacity. It doesn't have to be like H&I, but that just happens to be where most of my service has been. But what I found above anything else is that the steps are the key. They're the key to really unlocking a lot of things that I didn't know. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm good, I don't have to maybe work on this today. And then I'm always so glad that I've worked on it and that I've done something about it. And it all comes from step work. Like, I've learned so much, so much about myself, through these steps. You know, and like I said, I still have more to go. I mean, I just feel like my sponsor does believe, like, if you work a thorough fourth step, the one that I have now, that you shouldn't have to work it again if you work a thorough one. But I didn't feel like I worked a thorough one the first time. So when we went back and redid it, I just felt like I uncovered all different sorts of things about myself that really helped me. And it's all done to just help me continue to grow. And, you know, in 6 years, I've come a pretty long way. So I'm looking forward to the next several years. That's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Howdy, my name's Joe Manatic.
Howdy, Joe.
Next guy we got speaking is Seth from Sunday Morning Altoona.
Spiritual, not religious.
Spiritual, not
we
religious.
We have a name.
My man. I don't know anybody's home group.
Write that down. See you guys next Sunday. Manatic named Seth.
Yes, Seth.
It's an honor and a privilege to, you know, be asked to speak at anything, because NA's given me so much more than I could ever fucking ask for. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fill-in. I didn't get asked. the situation arose. I'm filling in. Like, the reason I'm filling in doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to dive into somebody else's story, but, you know, it doesn't feel good. But it is what it is, and like, it's an honor to like be in position to serve Narcotics Anonymous at any given time. You know, this Unity Retreat has always like held a, you know, special place for me. It's been like heavy for me the past like probably 2 years, you know. Just a lot of memories, like a lot of big feelings, you know, stuff like that. You know, so 4, 5, and 6, like first off, like, shout out to Rob, because, like, he was talking this. I've heard so much of myself already this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, things that I need to hear, and it's not from my mouth. Like, I hear, like, we're all one, you know what I mean? And Rob was talking about, like, how nervous he was and stuff. You know, and I was thinking about it while he was saying it up here, and I'm like, I just don't feel nervous, right? Like, I've spoken things that are not NA, right? Like, I've spoken in front of a college and fucking paramedics who, you know, shit like that, like, stuff, right? And, like, those feel like away games, you know what I mean? And, like, I was thinking about it, I was like, dude, I'm playing a fucking home game today. I'm good. Like, these are my people, right? And, like, I found my people in Narcotics Anonymous, and I love it here. But yeah, man, so like I'm technically like on a third fourth step,
I worked one probably like 20 miles away in a state correctional institution. And I worked it the way the basic text suggests. Like, there is no fifth step, and it's because, like, I did not know what the fifth step was. Like, completely ignorant. So I'm banging on that thing, you know what I mean? And then the dude who, was sponsoring me at the time was like, all right, cool, we're going to go over it and then do five. And I was like, go over it? Here? In here? So I put it in my box because I didn't have a drawer, never to see the light of day again. And, like, all the things that came with, like, getting out of a process of recovery, like, very much, like, the drugs is a symptom, right? And, like, I quit working on myself, and, like, even like, in a penitentiary setting, like, the behavior set back in, right? So I'm, like, gambling, I'm doing shit that, like, I hadn't been doing. So, like, I was doing a little bit of work. And, but, like, that shit came to an end, right? And, like, the progression, and I came home, and I used, and I sold fucking bundles off the back of my kid's stroller, you know what I mean? Like, I did, you know, I only went on a little 3-month run, but, like, I found all the pain. And, like, I found myself in Narcotics Anonymous, man, and, you know, I'm a product of H&I. H&I came in, I felt, you know, I heard the pain that I remembered feeling, like, not the exact pain, but, like, I heard the pain that I could identify with, and I, like, showed up, and I got, you know, like, one of the best people I've ever met to sponsor me, and, like, worked steps, and, you know, I remember when I got to my fourth step, and I was, he was here last night, the dude who came into H&I when I was in treatment, right, I ended up getting to, like, sleep on his couch after his home group on Monday nights, because, like, my driver's license was suspended for, at the time, indefinitely, right? Yeah. Which is, they told me that. I was like, that is forever. What do you mean? But you know, I drive now, so that's cool. But we were going to his home group because, like, the Camtran didn't run when I got off work. Like, I had to put in a lot of footwork. Like, a lot of footwork because, like, I had stacked the deck, like, 1, 2, and 3, like, I came to realize, like, I participate, right? Like, I'm real grateful for the way that he had me work my first step because in the journal that I was journaling, at the end, it wasn't just, like, where did you hit a situation where you felt powerlessness and had to practice surrender, but it was, like, enlist anything that it brings up, right? And, like, I remember going through that first step and coming to the conclusion when my little heart got broke in early recovery, that, like, it ain't even about people leaving, it's about me feeling not good enough, and that's why they left, right? Because, like, I learned early to, like, identify patterns through that, and like, it ain't about the girl leaving, it's about the fact that, like, I overheard my fucking mom saying I had 2 half brothers up in Pennsylvania, and my first thought was, like, why ain't I good enough to have a dad? And, like, that's the type of shit that the fourth step shows you, because, like, this week somebody was saying, like, what do you mean 4, 5, and 6? Like, I don't even see how that works, right? And for me, like, 4 is, like, figuring out the roadmap. Like, 6 is where the rubber meets the road. So what am I doing if I don't know where I'm going? I have to know where I've been, right? So, like, when I got to a 4-step, I was getting dropped off in Altoona at 6:45 a.m. and I didn't start to work till noon, so I'd, like, hang out in a diner and just bang shit out, you know what I mean? And you know, I worked a 4-step, and, like, I worked it with but anyway, so, like, me, we're riding to the home group, right? And I was like, yeah, man, I'm on 4. And he was like, okay. I'm like, well, that's, like, the one everybody talks about, you know what I mean? My only experience with it was, like, working one and not wanting to talk about it in prison, so I still was kind of ignorant to what it all was. And, you know, but I had made the commitment in my third step, like, I'm going to continue working steps in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, so my understanding of, like, what a higher power was at the time was, like, I have to do this, right? So, like, I wrote it out, and then, like, I thought I was good, right? Because, like, I was like, all right, like, cool. you know, you just, I write this. It's an inventory process. I was working in retail. Okay, this shit is bad. This shit is good. Get rid of this. Order more of that. Adjust pars, right? Like, the inventory part was not the hard part, right? I don't know why anybody's scared of four. Four, I know what I did. Five is fucked up. That's what I'm, like, five, because I didn't think I was scared until we got into some of, like, the shit that I was like, damn, he ain't gonna understand this. Dude who sponsored me at that time, like, he didn't know what an eight ball was till he was like 8 years clean. Came in this joint married with a career, and I'm about to be telling him, like, the life of a fucking actively using dope boy, you know what I mean? I had some shameful shit in there, right? I didn't think I was gonna try to skip no pages. I tried to hit one quick. He was like, whoa, whoa, there was two, you know what I mean? Bring it back. I'm like, oh, well, you know, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't right. But like, he had had me for five, he had me work it very literally, like how it says, like, first you read it to, you know, yourself, and you read it to God, and then you read it with me, right? So like, I didn't understand why he would have me read this in a mirror. I thought it was like the weirdest shit ever. He said, just, you know, read it to yourself, read it in a mirror. And I'm like, this dude is bonkers. But like, he hasn't steered me wrong, so I'm gonna do it, right? And I did it, and like when, and It Works How and Why, it talks about like the reading of a fifth step, and like, you and your sponsor might identify, and you'll hear me too, and you'll laugh at some of the humorous shit we did, and you'll cry at some of the tragedies, and you know, and I found myself doing that in a mirror with myself, right? And like, there was some healing there that, like, thank God I did that, because, like, I really might not have wanted to share that fifth step, when we can't, you know what I mean? But I got right with some stuff, and then, you know, I shared it with him, and like, there's more Me Toos than I had expected, and things like that, and, you know, like, the, like Scott said, like, it, there was some freedom, right? Some freedom came from that, right? And I did the same thing when I rolled into six. I, like, was on the high of five, right? The proverbial high. And I'm like, man, I'm a recovering motherfucker. I am recovering out here. I don't know what defects all these people keep talking about. Like, I am out here, right? And the thing about defects is funny, because, like, for me, like, that sixth step, it's like a deeper first step, right? Like, when we talk about the first step, a lot of times we're addressing the disease of active addiction. When we're talking about the sixth step, we're still talking about the disease of active addiction, but we're not talking about just the symptom of drug use, right? So, like, I'm walking to work, and I had to walk 1.1 miles because I had got some shit together and moved into an apartment close enough to walk to this job instead of getting dropped off 25 miles from home at a diner doing weird shit, right? So I'm walking, and I'm not a tough guy. Like, I can hold my, I'm not a slouch either, but like, at the end of the day, I'm 5'3", you know what I mean? So like, not like, I never really get a fair one, because we're never the same size, right? So like, I usually don't go looking for the shit without, you know, very valid reason. And I was walking to, I'm walking, and like, I see this old, it was like slow motion shit, like, old dude pulls, he was driving really slow, like, he pulls out in front of this dude, and this dude's flying, and I'm like, he's gonna fucking rear end him, right? Now I'm like, now I'm watching and shit, and he doesn't rear end him, but he pulls right up on him, and some young dude, windows are down, he's flipping this old guy off, right? And I remember looking over, and we made eye contact. His windows were down. It was like June. Yeah, windows are down. It's comfortable out. Music's on. And we make eye contact, and I'm like, why don't you slow down, pussy? You know what I mean? And this dude's like, shocked. And I'm like, oh, shit. What did I just get myself into, right? And he kept driving, right? And it wasn't even about, like, I might have won, I might have lost. I'm walking the rest of the way to work. I still had, like, 3/4 of a mile. And, like, the thing with that sixth step is, like, it's when I'm beaten, I become willing. I got to feel some shit before I'm willing to do anything about it. That's how I am. And I'm walking, and I'm like, oh, God damn. Like, I'd have been looking like a stupid motherfucker back in the county jail with a black key tag. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's where it started. And then I started becoming painfully aware, and then I gained some weight, and I'm you know what I mean? My sixth step was fucking awful. And you need to go through it if you ain't worked one. Don't get it, like, work that thing. It's gonna hurt so good. Like, you gotta get there.
That's right.
But, like, I became so painfully aware, right? And, like, it got to the point, I had gained all this weight. I had to go get, you know, STD tests. I broke up with a girl, broke my own heart, bought 13 pairs of shoes to fucking feel good. Like, the defects were there. And now I understood that I actually had some defects, right? And, like, the thing about defects, though, is they're natural human traits blown out of proportion by our self-centered thinking, i.e. the disease of addiction. So, like, it's just some shit that would be regular. I'm just an addict. I just, like, blow some shit way out of proportion. Like, I don't just eat the 6 chicken wings. I want the platter that has 2 of each sauce that they have. So I'll just have 16 chicken wings. Guys coming home from going out to eat after meetings, and my collarbone would hurt from overeating. It didn't even make sense to me. Like, I was dating somebody at the time, and, like, bro, don't touch me. I'm full. You know what I mean? Like, I can't move. Like, so, like, I'm starting to see these little things, and I'm getting the pain from it, right? Like, because, like, it doesn't feel good for me, right? I don't know what kind of self-deprecating people are in the crowd, but, like, it doesn't feel good for me when I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, Jesus, who are you? Like, what are you doing? Don't you know better by now? You know, that shit, right? Because I do that. I don't know if anybody else does. I do that shit. And, man, I found this line in the gray book, right? The manuscript of the basic text. And it says, we're not seeking perfection. Perfection is a divine quality. What we're searching for is adequacy, right? Mm. And I held on to that motherfucker for dear life. Like, I remember, like, saying it to myself in my head often. Like, I was just on some nut shit during 6. Like, got mad about some work shit, called another store manager. Like, I'll take a Uber to Indiana and fucking slap dog shit out of you. Again, not a tough guy. Just angry sometimes, right?
Share that.
And, like, the reality of, like, the defects for me, they always boil down to the triangle of self-obsession. Anger, resentment, and fear. And if I boil down fucking the anger and resentment just a little bit more, get a little reduction going, it all boils down to fear. I used to resent this dude. And I wrote on this dude. And he's passed, and, like, whatever's out there, I hope it's carrying him through, you know, whatever's out there. And, I used to get so mad because he was on, like, and I, no offense if you're on the Jesus shit, but he was on that Jesus shit, right? And, like, I used to get so mad for, it didn't even bother me. Like, the Jesus shit really didn't bother me that much, but I was, like, so fearful of how it would affect, like, don't you know the fucking NA way? And I've thrown on a few NA Nazi armbands in my time, right? And, like, when I looked at that, right, when I looked at that shortcoming, like, the defect of character was fear. Like, just fear. Self-centered fear. Like, how is this affecting, you know, the people that might save my life? Like, but it all boils down to fear, right? Man, I ended up calling Rich, like, bro, I gotta get off this 6th step. I'm gonna die out here.
Yeah.
Probably slightly dramatic, but also completely in the realm of possibilities, right? Because, like, my defects, right, they might not kill me as quick as the shit on the streets, but, like, some of them can kill me. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm still a little chubby, but there's a point in time I was 212 pounds on a 5'3 frame. That shit don't do well for the old joints, you know what I mean? Like, looking like a big bag of cardiac arrest. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, man, like, some of the, like, that's where the rubber meets the road. Like, where are these principles really at? Because, like, when I look at a defect, how do I fix a defect? I have to learn to practice principle in the situation where I allow the defect to turn into shortcoming, right? It's, now this is where the 4, 5, 6 thing is hard, because for me, like 6 and 7 are so there. Because the way my sponsor had me work 6 out of the step right in God was like, first half of 6, first half of 7, to see how they flowed into each other. I literally think he was trying to throw me a life vest. Be like, no, bro, there is light at the end of the tunnel while this hurts, right? And then back to the second half of 6, which was a journal, and that's where shit went crazy. Real left, and it was painful, and fucking, it was something, man. But like, for me, you know, 6 is a deeper 1, right? And 7 is a deeper 2. When I look at 2, like, most of the time when I practice 2, it's calling one of y'all, right? It's calling one of y'all, hey, I'm still fucked up. This is what's going on. And 9 times out of 10, they're like, damn, you are fucked up, right? And that conversation restores me to sanity. Like, that's, like, the piece where, like, it flows through others, right? 6 and 7, like, I learned to walk with what I believe in, right? Whether it's, like, so I have this little split second, right? Because, like, obsession, compulsion. Back in the day, there was just obsession, compulsion. There was no in-between. Like, what I gained from working 6 was this split second where, like, I had a choice again, right? Like, the dude that I worked a couple steps with in prison, when I like, 2, he his big thing was, like, got the power of choice back, right? That's what that process for me was. Like, I got the power of choice back. Like, I don't just have to allow the disease to run my actions and behaviors, right? Because I can have a flat tire all day long. I don't got to keep driving on it, right? Like, that's 6 and 7. Like, that's defect to shortcoming. Okay, my tire's flat. If I keep driving on it, that's shortcoming, right? And, like, I got this little split second back. And, like, that's a fucking beautiful thing. Because there's a lot of times where I don't want to bite my tongue. I got a wild mouth. and if I'm completely honest, I haven't been working as much as I should be, like, on my shit. And, like, there, like, if I get real fucking honest, like, I have a new sponsor. My sponsor that I had worked all 12 with, he passed away clean. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a fucking beautiful thing in itself, man, because, like, I've buried people that have, like, you know, we fall out and shit when we're using, like, that's reality, but, like, I've watched people pass clean, and, like, that shit fucked me up. It fucked me up, you know what I mean? Like, last year, I didn't even want to, I'm like, low-key really glad we moved from that lodge. Like, yeah, thank you for doing for me what I can't do for myself, Camp Harmony. Like, shut that thing down. Because, like, I literally just felt like crying up there the whole time last year, right? And on the walk down this morning, like, I'm thinking and, like, just kind of reflecting, man. And, like, I'm on a third, we'll call it a third four-step. Like, it's really a second four-step because I didn't, when I was in jail, I mean, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I just, I thought if I just did the homework, I'd stay clean forever, right? Like, if I just write shit down, we're good. You know what I mean? I didn't understand, like, the actual, like, I also didn't understand, that dude put me on game to 6, right? We were walking around the track, and he was like, oh, you're going home, right? Like, I'm like, yeah, August, da da da. Yeah, like, we're almost at 10 solid years. I've been a free man, you know, and, he was like, what are you going to do when you get home? I'm like, Pap said I could put a weight bench in the garage. He's like, cool. Like, I'm going to eat all this food. He's like, right on. Like, what else are you going to do? Like, and he's like literally trying to get me to be like, I'm going to a meeting. I wasn't going to a meeting. I was like, I'm going to keep jogging. I'm going to jog to the park. I'm going to do pull-ups on the monkey bars. And, like, my boys' babies' moms will probably be there. And none of them sent me JPEGs, so I'm going to fuck them. And he's like, what is this? He's like, bro, you are going to use. I'm like, how am I going to use? I didn't say anything about getting nothing, right? But, like, what I was describing was a literal just act of addiction, 6-step type situation, like just acting on defect, right? And, yeah, So, like, if I'm, like, real honest, like, the reason I haven't been working diligently on my third, fourth, whatever you want to call it, this fourth step I'm on now is, like, the reality of the situation is I'm caught up in some fear. Like, and I haven't really dug deep into it because, like, I don't really want to get into it right, you know. And I'm walking down this morning, a lot of times when I'm by myself and I'm with what's out there, like, that's where the God speaks in the silence. You know what I mean? So when I'm walking and it's quiet and I'm like, damn, bro, you're not working that fourth step because, like, you don't want to get into some trauma that you've had clean. You're not willing to take a look at some stuff that hurts, right? That's the reality, man. That's the disease. That's the disease right there. Like, fear's the root. You know what I mean? And, like, what's the defect, man? I'm procrastinating, and I've learned about not procrastinating on step work the hard way before. And I probably shouldn't be doing it now. So, like, I'm going to try to recommit better, I guess, instead of, like, these half-assed attempts. Because, like, I'm thinking about it. And it's not the new sponsor. I've known this dude almost 10 years. I trust him. I know I'll probably get all the Me Toos from him. He's weird as fuck, just like me, right? So I'm good. It's not that. And, like, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, who don't you... I don't want to say some of this shit in the mirror. That's what it is. I don't want a fifth step with myself and have to get, like, real fucking naked by myself and, like, get down into, like, that deep, ugly shit, right? Because, like, grief, sometimes, like, that, like, grief is fucked up. Like, and, you know. There's like whole ass retreats in other states that I've been avoiding for 3 years. You know what I mean? Like 2-3 years. Like, hey, you want to go? No, I don't actually. All booked up. Tons of jobs, stuff. My kid. I'm a single dad. I just can't. You know what I mean? But like, the reality is, I don't want to go be by the Potomac. That's where I went over 3. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's just certain shit that like. It's I think it's really just the sharing it with myself and like really not wanting to reopen some shit. Cause sometimes it's just, it hurts. But like, I also know, like, cause I've been around long enough to know that, that's where like some actual recovery will happen. You know what I mean? It's supposed to hurt. Feeling good ain't the point, you know? I have a great friend that tells me that on a regular basis. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't know, man. I'm real grateful to be here another year. Like I said before, man, it's an honor and a privilege because, like, none of the things I have in my life are, like, of my soul doing. You know what I mean? I'm real grateful for this program. Sometimes, like, I'm not always thrilled with everything, but, like, at the end of the day, like, I know this is a home game. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be, you know, and this program has taught me, like, everything from, you know, how to be a good employee to how to be a father, you know what I mean, how to be a friend, like, a real friend. Like, not just when it's convenient, like, how to be a friend, you know, has allowed me to show up for, like, my family in a way that, like, I would have never imagined. And, you know, most of that is from 6 and 7, because that's where the rubber meets the road. Like, that's where I learned if I want to combat selfishness, I practice selflessness, right? If I want to deal with like anger and some resentment, sometimes I gotta practice some forgiveness when it doesn't feel good. Even though I want to drive my point home, bite the tongue, sometimes I fail miserably, you know. And like, that's the beautiful thing though, because at the end of the day, like, we're not seeking perfection, we're seeking adequacy. And you know, this program gives me the opportunity to, like, when I fall short, to make amends, to uphold my end of the bargain and be the man I'm supposed to be, not, you know, who I want to present when I'm being scared and shit. So I don't know, man. Grateful, happy to be here. I think it's like my 9th one in a row. Other, I think I was on the Zoom one for a little bit. I wasn't like the big Zoom fucking out, you know, that shit guy. Fucking was just out here being reckless during all that. But like, you know, I'm grateful to be here. Grateful for like another retreat. Glad to see everybody. That's all I got. Yeah.